Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
It's Friday night, the 22nd. So many things happened this week. I don't know where to start. All I can say is, holy shit. You know, you know, it's crazy. It's one of the things where I feel as a daytime watcher that it has left me glued to my seat. But then that's one soap, glued to my seat, very good, that one soap. The other soap, there's just a lot of stuff going on in daytime, and I want, I just want to announce that, I'm funny tonight. I'm really funny. I'm in a funny little mood. I'm in a mood where, you know, I want to kill Brooke Logan and I, from B&B. You know, Brooke, I had, you know, I don't know if, you know, I do feel this way, or I shouldn't feel this way, but killing Brooke Logan would be, you know, a great way to start up killing my soap characters, because I was going to name this soap 50 ways, 57 soap characters I want to kill personally, and don't worry, people, Sam McCall was like number one, number two, but that would be my obvious choice. There is a lot to get to. I have some announcements before I bring you everyone on. For Young and the Restless people, they are doing a very special thing on cupcakes this weekend, cupcake rolls. I know, for people that don't watch it, you watch the episode. I love cupcake rolls because, it makes me want to go out and buy a lot of cupcakes. So that's on March 24th and 25th. There's a new Army Wife on Sunday night. I cannot wait, you know, Army Wives, you brought it out from under the park, you are doing it for me, I love you, Army Wives, you're not making me mad, you're making me cry a lot. I want to shout out to Dallas, you know, I watched the Lily Hangman for you, I don't know if I believe that they are really, really dead, I don't, you know, I don't know if I want to believe they all died. I don't believe it yet. So I don't know how I feel about that. I still have to watch Grey's Anatomy this week. And, there's so many shows I need to catch up on, but I watched General Hospital from today. So I'm happy with myself. Hi, Una, welcome, Una. Oh, Una, I watched Dallas and Clark. Yeah, Una, I was watching Dallas on the same night, Dallas, Army Wives, and something else did to me, and I was done. I was cried out. It was like a good emotional cry for me. Hi, Una. Hi, Brandy. Hi, Sam. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Raven, the best. I just want to say, people can't get mad at me this week. Carly, you know, did not screw about myself at A-Z. She agreed to go out on a date with him, and I love A-Z. AJ and Liz, you know, I love it. Okay, I'm going to bring on Kathy. Hello.
Hi, Callie.
Yes, see, I was informing the people.
You were informing.
I was informing. But no, I mean, when I think back to that Dallas episode, And then Army Wives? Yeah.
It was
I don't think I've cried. And I watched it back to back. Don't watch two and listen to episodes back to back.
Never
it
a good
was
bad. Idea.
I should have not done that.
No, they were both very sad. Army Wives, you made you cry from the moment it came on till the end. Yeah, very sad.
I know, and I just, you know, and I mean, have you watched this week's Army Wives? Are you still behind?
No, I'm up to date.
Okay, see? I mean, I think I'm going to like the season of it. I think I am. I think. You know, yeah, there are new people, but, you know, I'm just going to be really pissed off if Roland takes off and leaves. That is going to piss me off. I love him.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Love him, and that is just going to, you know, I mean, it's bad enough Claudia and Zoe is dead, but do we need another person leaving? I mean, we don't have Roxy, you know, full-time anymore, so I'm pissed.
I love Roxy, and I'm going to miss her.
But Betsy will be on recruiting, so, yeah. I'm going to let on the other call. 773, you on the air?
Hi, Carly. Hi, Cassie. This is Alicia. I'll get fresh.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. Hi. sorry. I know I should have not done that. That was probably really rude. I mean, but you know what? I'm, you know, you and I always butt heads, so that's why I said that, okay? I mean, you and I are very friendly, but you and I always butt heads, which I love, don't get me wrong. So that's why people phone on you when we do, because I know we will do it tonight. Don't take anything that Alicia and I say personally, so that we are just battling out. Because I need someone to battle it out with.
I'm glad you called in, Alicia.
And you know, and Kathleen, my BFF, and we are two much alike usually, so, you know, which is great for me, but... So, Alicia, I miss you. Call in Mo. I mean, I know you can, but, you know.
No, it's fine. I'm glad I was able to call in this week. So.
Okay. Oh, Samantha's here. Cool. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Carly. Hi, everyone.
Okay,
hi,
so.
Hi, Samantha.
So, the miracle of this week, I'm all caught up. I know, it's a freaking miracle, I know. I mean, I'm going to be watching a lot more this weekend, but, you know, I enjoy this week. I just want to say for my own selfish gain, because, you know, I can. I love the Luke and Lucy scene. I was happy. I'm in a happy mood. I got my Luke and Lucy scene. I want more of that. And I want Scotty to go back where he came from and get kicked to Kingdom Come. So, yeah.
Well,
I'm not a...
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm not a Scott Baldwin fan. I want to kick his ass.
You know what? Scott Baldwin used to be a good guy, but they just took him away. I mean, I understand. I mean, hey, if your wife leaves you for a rapist, you're going to be pissed off. I mean, you're going to be pissed, but it's like it's gone on too far. It's like he needs to move on and accept that Lord wanted Luke. So, you know, it's just too much now.
You know, I thought today, I don't know why people on Twitter are complaining, but I thought today's show was very liberating, very good.
What are they complaining about? What are they saying, Carly?
They are saying that, Colabari promised us so many surprises, and he didn't deliver, blah, blah. I think he did, because I was shocked about Brit, you know, Brit and the doctor being Brit's mom. I was nearly off my bed. I almost fell off my bed. I'm like, oh, you know, Lisa, that could be a great tie-in. I was thinking, listen, you and I might have one agreeing thought together, maybe for once. But I thought, you know, this could be a great tie-in to Zig. I was sitting there thinking, you know, the doctor has Robin. You know, it's not so much as the stress saying that Zig is being held at the same place.
I agree with that. I think it could be a good tie-in. I think it's time for them to bring Jake back. I think right now, like you said, with the whole Brit and the doctor connection, that is, to me, it's no reason not to. I mean, what do they have to lose?
They don't have anything to lose. They have a whole hell of a lot to gain. You know, they do. I mean,
it's time to bring, and that would be a great way to have AJ help Liz find Jake. It could be a really big story if they did it right.
You know, and I just want to really, because I've been getting fan hate lately, people, I'm still on the liaison train. I will always be on the liaison train, but something is pulling me to AJ and Liz. I can explain it. You know,
I can. Because it's about redemption, and she brings the best out of AJ, and it's something new. It's something different. You know, it's not Elizabeth waiting around for some guy to, you know, pull his head out of his ass.
That's right. Somebody's actually pursuing her.
Right. Exactly. So it's refreshing. It's what it is. I mean, we're all liaison fans. We're always going to be liaison fans. But this is something new. This is good.
Yeah, I love it. When I first, you know, kind of thought they were going to do it, I was like, ooh, I don't know. But now, I mean, the chemistry is just right there. And, I just love it.
Oh, yeah. I can see
he
it.
He was groveling
for her.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When's the last time a man groveled for her?
Right.
Thank you.
And I'm just in the room, people. Oh, saying they had their tits out for Sue with Dante, Maxie, Bobby, Nick all made. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sorry. I don't think Nick has anything to do with what's happening with Lulu. I think he's going to help get Lulu home safely. And I think Luke and Nick will be okay because they have gone past their hatred for each other already. I don't think we are going to see another round of that. I just think it's refreshing to bring home Nick.
I started crying when I saw him. I started crying when I saw Nicholas.
Yeah,
I'm
me
like,
too.
Oh, it made me cry.
Yep.
Yeah.
But when I saw Bobby, that's why I just started living. I'm like, oh, yay! You know,
yeah.
I mean,
well, at the end of the day, Luke and Nicholas love all of the same people, and they've gotten past to their problems, but I don't think they'll ever be best friends, but they love all the same people, so
exactly.
It makes sense.
And Nick
they hate
doesn't
a lot of
really...
the same people, too.
I don't know if anybody remembers, but before when Laura went into, you know, psychiatric care, you know,
mm-hmm.
Nick and Luke and Lucky had
yep.
that scene, and he was consoling them and everything. So I think that they're past that. I don't need to
Oh, yeah, I know.
Either.
I was just, you know,
you know
I was just, you know, because Luke even smiled when Nick walked in the room. So, you know, it's going to be good, but, you know, what I think, you know, I'm thinking... You know, I mean, it's too obvious to think Elena has her way too obvious. I do think Scott Baldwin has something to do with this, which is all over it. I don't trust that little set.
I hope that they kind of have a scene as far as Nick and Elizabeth and they patch that up, because that should have never happened. Never happened.
I agree with the answer. Never happened. They should have just had them as really close friends. They should have never had them even go where they went.
No. You know what? The biggest thing, mistake that Guza made, he ruined the four of them, their friendship. You know, he turned Lucky into an abusive asshole. As far as I'm concerned, if they do ever bring Lucky back, they should just all be friends and just repair their friendship. Lucky and Liz can, you know, they can co-parent Aiden, and that can be fine. But I just don't ever want to see them together again. They don't have to hate each other because that's not, to me, that was never their relationship. As long as they respect each other, all three of them is fine.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that, you know, that would be nice. I mean, you know, I just think that right now General Hospital is on top and is doing really good. I wish people would, like, you know, I wish Bud would get slapped around more, but, you know.
Slap that bitch.
Yeah, the slapper. I don't care. I don't like her.
Yeah. But I'll tell you one thing. The actress, she has a really good sense of humor about it. She tweeted tonight something about being grateful for being on the show, and she signed it The Bridge. So it's got to be hard to be an actress of a character, playing a character that everybody hates.
Yeah. What is she doing? A really good job having me hate her. And
that's a
she is.
Bar,
I
yeah.
do. Like, I'm like, oh, I want to kill you. But, you know, what I'm enjoying is, you know, I'm enjoying the old people coming back. It is enjoyable to see all of them come back. It's nice. You know, Bobby has been in Seattle all this time. Okay, I don't buy it. I know I should buy it, but I don't buy it totally yet. You know, that she's been in Seattle, but, you know, I'm glad she's back, you know. I'm excited for the Nurses Ball.
Seattle,
you know,
because that's where Lucas lives. I mean, I'm sure she'll explain that at some point. But, yeah, I know what you mean, though, about because she, you know, but I did notice they haven't been paging her in the hospital for a long time, so.
Right. True. But I think it's going to be very interesting when the new Lulu comes in. I think that will be good. I mean, I think Marcy will bring it out of the park. I think she's going to be really, really a good Lulu, and I'm excited.
I think she should be fine. She's not a newbie, but she should do fine.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. She's from, you know, Young and the Restless, the old Abby. You know her.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, she's, yeah, I mean, I'm going to miss her on, you know, why not? Because I love Kathy Abby.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, I love her, you know, but I think it will be a good, it's a good recap. It's a good, I think it's not like a bad recast. This is going to probably be a really good recast because, remember, recasts are very hard. You will either hate them or love them.
Yep.
So you know, so
they got it right this time. So hopefully they won't write anything stupid. I really don't know what the hell they're
going to
do with Olivia.
Hey, Kelly, okay. Lovers, screw us, good. Whoever listened to the show, I cannot stand Carly. Really? 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 You can't stand Carly. Oh, really?
It's all right. But, I mean, that person is not the only person that doesn't hate Carly. It's a lot of them out there. And, you know, we just, you know, some of us just try not to say anything, but I have
well,
don't have
problems. Well, Lisa, I only know you don't like her. I only know that. That is not like, but you know what, when I think people are coming in this album and starting sympathy on purpose, then, you
but
know.
Wait a minute. I mean, They're probably just regular viewers that just want to express something. So, you know.
I mean the host. What? Okay. Oh, my God. You don't like me as the host. Okay, you're going to get kicked out. You're getting kicked out, Leopard. They were talking about me. Oh. Okay. Right. Go some bye. I know, Elisa,
I think she meant Callie Jacks, but she just turned it into that when you said stuff.
No. She meant the host.
I thought you said Charlie. Then she goes, I mean the host.
No, but I think at first she meant Callie Jacks, and then when you started saying stuff, then she said you. I think she meant Callie Jacks, and then when you started saying stuff, then she turned it around to be you. I think she was talking about Callie Jacks.
Well, I just wanted to, you know. Elisa, what are you looking forward to coming up on Z? So you're looking forward to anything?
I'm looking forward to the nurse's ball. And just seeing everybody.
Yeah, I mean,
because I was having issues with the whole thing, but then I had to think about it, and it was like, actually, they're just taking GH back to, like, the early 90s with Anna and, you know, Robert and all of that, and, you know, not even early 90s, late 80s. So, you know, because I'm just used to the crap that they show us in the last 10 years, so, you know, with the exception of Liaison, that's pretty much what I've been watching. So it's going to be really good, really good. And to see Bobby again and Lucas, it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I hope they do a really good job.
Well, yeah. Is the best. I was getting so tired of the mob Z8. I miss the mob. I need more guns. I need more gunfire.
I don't. It was a good thing because it was like they had Goozer had so many mob storylines they ran out of.
To take it away, like bam. No, I mean you know what? I need to see a little of Sonny Bean, the mobster Sonny Bean. You know, going for what's his, you know, Sonny wanting someone dead. You know, I did like the mob story. I was happy with the mob. I mean, not 24 hours with the mob, but I enjoyed it.
A little bit of
but
Sonny,
you know,
sure came out of Dante today, though, when Dante was threatening Scotty.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, he really is Sonny's son.
But when they, I mean, a little bit in small doses, like what it was, you know, before Franz took over and everything, it was fine. But it's like it just completely took over the show. So, you know, if they were to bring back some for Sonny, because he's really not doing anything except, you know, doing this crazy loony story about Kate. But other than that. You know.
Okay, but honestly, but they say no, you cannot see the mob.
That's not entirely true because there were mob storylines before Jason and Sonny ever got there.
Exactly,
like,
but
then,
you know, for me,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But no, I enjoyed it. I did enjoy it. I mean, it is enjoyable. Hi, Alva. Sorry to keep you waiting. I wasn't paying attention to the switchboard.
Hey, it's Alva.
Hi, Alva.
Hey, Alva.
Hey. Hi, Alva. Hey. I like the mob, too, Carly. I didn't like it, like you said, 24/7. But I love me some Jason shooting his gun. I'm sorry. I did. I did. Especially my favorite was when they was down in the cellar and they was shooting down there. That's my favorite. I'm like, I love Jason shooting his guns. I know I didn't like it 24/7, but I did like some. That was part of GH for me. As long as it just took over, and that was the sad thing about it.
Candace is on. Hey, Candace. I agree with you. I mean, but, you know, I kind of, you know, for me, I just feel like, you know, they've taken it away almost completely. And I don't mind when Sonny gets so mad that he wants someone dead. I mean, I don't mind that. I'm like, okay, he's fired up. He wants to kill someone. Yay. You're right about that.
They shouldn't have, they need, you know, Sonny's got to have something to do if you're going to keep him on there. Unless you plan on getting him out the mob, which I don't see them doing that, then they need to bring, you know, the mob element back. But it just doesn't have to dominate the show like it was.
I'm not saying it's true, but I know you're not.
I'm agreeing. I'm in agreement with you. They gotta do a mob storyline for them. They gotta bring some type of, you know, pow bang back. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it. I know not everyone is a Luke fan here, but I enjoyed when Luke and Sonny took down Frank Smith together. For me, that was enjoyable when Sonny and Luke sort of. It was at Luke's house, and they had a gun battle, and it was awesome, and I loved it, and I missed it. You know, I mean, for me, I would not mind if Luke and Sonny, you know, took down, like, someone else together. If they took down Scott Baldwin right now, hell, I would give them a medal.
But you know what? I like that, too. I like that the Sonny and the Luke friendship, that was realistic to me. I like that. And they need to do more of that. They don't have enough of the men, like, interacting all the time. So I think they should kind of bring that back. Even though they did that, they tried. You know, Goozer tried to a little when Luke had his heart attack, but they need to do more of that.
Well, my thing is, for me, and just my thing is, you have the two main guys who's been on the show. I mean, Luke's been on there more years than Sonny, but the thing is, you have the two leading men on there, and they are still in there great together, and I still think they, you know, and they are about to become grandparents together. I felt like Luke should have been in that scene with Laura and Olivia, and looking at the sonogram. I think that was looked over a lot. I'm like, Luke should have been there just because he's a grandfather too. I mean, Sonny is. And so
right.
I think...
Which I think that's odd too. I don't understand why he wasn't there when they thought Lulu was about to open the bomb thing. I don't get that. Because that's Dante's father, so why isn't he there? I don't get it. You know, that's
exactly. I mean, because of Olivia. I mean, my thing is, Olivia was there, Luke and Laura were there. So I thought it would be a great blending of, you know, the parents, even though they don't really need any introduction or whatever. They're all going to be grandparents of this baby. So why not just bring the element? Sonny helped them give the surrogate. So why, Bill?
Well, I think because Maurice was off filming his movie.
Okay.
I don't know that for sure, but that's my speculation. It's about the right time period.
Well, it makes sense, though, because, you know, because I was just watching those scenes, and I was like, wait a minute. Hello, where's Dante's father? So I was like, okay, that would make sense. That would make sense. But they still...
He may have pre-taped some stuff for his storyline, but maybe they just didn't want to overdo it. I don't know.
I think we need to contact Sonny right now and say, I mean, just because I think, you know, the scene, Luke and Sonny go after Scotty with everything in them together because they both hate that bastard. Scotty had it out for Luke and Sonny. The element there, the writing will be over the top. if one of them hosts Sunny Day,
they really shouldn't go there as far as the Sunny part, because considering that Sunny had Scotty's daughter Karen stripping and hooked on pills, so I think they should leave the whole Sunny part out.
Oh yeah, that's true.
I forgot about that.
But wait.
He's not entitled to go after Scott. He is not entitled to go after
Scott. Yeah,
but
Sonny was there when the whole Logan thing happened, when Scotty went to go mess with Lulu, and Sonny
well,
said.
That's Luke's beef. But as far as Sonny and Scotty, Now, Scotty has a right to kick Sonny's ass. But as far as
you know what, Scotty has tried to take Sunny down before, and sorry, I just think it would be an element of goodness if both of them just worked together and took him down. I mean, you know,
yeah,
someone needs to take.
A lot of people would say the same thing. It's one thing if Luke does it. But when you have Sonny try to do it, that would be just hypocrisy. It wouldn't make any sense. So if you want to
I don't think that in my little head, because I just think those two doing a greater good by taking Baldur down for the scum he is, and those two would stick together and it would be awesome writing. If Ron wrote the story and good and delivered it, I see in my head.
If you wrote that, probably a lot of people said, "Well, scum. Who's calling who scum? You got to write this in a mob boss. I mean, trying to take down a DA."
Both of them, both Luke and Sonny were both almost there. In trouble for killing Anthony. I mean, but, you know, they thought the look or Sonny did. So, I mean, I don't know. For me, maybe what I'm saying, maybe I just want my scene more with Luke and Sonny, because I just feel like they are missing the boat there with not giving us a scene or two every couple of months. They haven't been in a scene in a long time, and when they all... It's so good. Even if they are talking about the weather, it's good.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, they just need to, like, quit with all the Scotty stuff. That's getting old. You know, it's like beating a dead horse. So, you know, it's time to just let's move on. If they're going to put Luke and Laura together, then let's get on.
But not really, because, you know what, Scotty, you know, had done a lot of the horrible thing, even couldn't, and blaming Lulu on killing Logan when it was self-defense, when it really was, Scotty Mizu.
I'm not saying that Scotty hasn't done messed up stuff, but he's not in Luke and Sonny's league, and he's not.
I'm just saying it would be a very interesting thing, this, you know, for... I just want Luke and Sonny to go take down anyone right now together, because I think it'd be very interesting. And I'm waiting for a murder. I'm waiting for someone that should be dead, just get off, just get blooded and murdered. I am done with no guns on there anymore. I am done with, you know, everyone being nice. I am done with Sonny and Kate and Connie's word every 5 seconds when his business is suffering, and someone should be taking Sonny. And now that I want my
the Kate and the Connie stuff is just played out. You know, I'm so sick of it. It's time to move on. Nobody wants to see crazy Connie, Kate, whatever the fuck her name is, you know, just going around just doing everything. I'm just so over it. Can we move on?
It just makes me think
of
her being a kid. It's like childish stuff to me.
They did it with One Life to Live with, you know, Vicky, and then they did it with Jessica. And it's like, we don't need to see any more DID storylines. You know, it was fine. They should have integrated up months ago. I'm tired of it. Can we move on, please?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I mean, and it kind of sucks that we are a day behind because, you know, I mean, okay, did it feel like a Friday ending episode to you today, or did it feel like some other day? Because did it feel
like,
the
ending, it is. To me.
Kind of.
I thought it felt like a Friday because Nicholas came on at the very end, and then we don't know what he was, exactly why he was there or what, you know, the whole thing kind of left it up in the air, so I felt like it was a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Very suspicious, though. As soon as Luke says something about the Cassadines, in comes Nicholas, like, like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
I mean, I just, you know, I want Monday to come so bad because I feel like, you know, I'm mad at the basketball people already because they took 2 days off of Y&R and B&B. Well, okay, maybe I could have lived with, you know, B&B booked for 2 days. But you know what? I'm enjoying Y&R right now, too. So it's like crap. Yeah. So what did everyone else find interesting about the week?
Well, think about it.
Bone of Beautiful has just become fucking disgusting. It's just... It is just incestuous. I cannot take seeing Brooke sleep with another sister, daughter's husband. I can't take it. I am thinking about jumping off of something, seriously, or writing into somebody. Just my letters couldn't be angry enough. I can't take it.
And my thing is, when is she her old ass just too old to be doing that shit? Does she grow? I mean, where's her care? Her character is back to where she was. I'm like, who wants to see her old ass rolling around in undies? I'm sorry. I don't.
You know what? I'm not against the whole thing as far as women and over 50 and being sexual.
Me either.
No one is against that. But this is just too much. This is getting out of hand. This is fucking disgusting. It really is. No. No.
Yeah. And that's how they felt about it. I love Brooke. I really do. But I have to kind of agree on this. It's like, I don't know. It's just, like I said, I love Brooke, but sometimes it's like they really are recycling a storyline with her again. Like, they need to get her out of that situation, like her being a seductress and, you know, there's no other man in Los Angeles, apparently. So, you know, it's the same recycled storyline. It's like recycle the guys for her. Or, you know, like, okay, the brother-in-law, okay, throw him into the mix. They need to try something new. They need to experiment. That's my problem with Bold and Beautiful right now.
I can't believe what you were saying to Katie, telling her all about her husband, how to act, what to do, all this stuff. I couldn't believe her. I think she's disgusting. I can't stand her.
I mean, I still love Brooke over Taylor, but they need to really stop recycling storylines and mix it and put, you know, just a different scenario for once, like a health scare, like real life issues, like force the creatures go on bankrupt, like something like that.
Well, yeah, and I for one, I don't want to see Taylor and Eric in bed anymore. I don't know. Oh. That just creeps me out.
Sorry.
That creeps me out, too.
Oh, God. I just ate. But you heard who's coming on to the show, right?
Who?
Ricky Paul Golden.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
He'll play a bad guy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, then he should be good. He's been, you know, in soaps for years, so he should be good.
But the thing about this week that I'm, like, was interested in, was actually two, that when is it? Not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, on 2020, on Saturday, they're doing a two-hour special for General Hospital.
On April
6th?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. 2020
is
doing so.
Yeah,
go,
but you know, I would not have minded if Diane Sawyer were doing the interview, but come on, Katie Cook, come on.
Oh,
well,
God.
Katie has said on the record that she is a big General Hospital fan, and she told her stories, but it's somebody else hosting with her, from what the TV thing says. So I don't know who it is, but I know they pretty much interviewed the whole entire cast, people who left the show, who's, you know, like John Stamos and stuff like that. So I'm kind of interested.
Well,
I'm actually very surprised ABC, I mean, you can now, I guess, it's official. ABC is really pushing for General Hospital to stay on the air versus,
yeah,
you know, I'm trying to do that with other two shows. But save the date, April 29th.
You know, it's funny, Una, Katie wants the show fan to watch the show, but Katie said Bob about a year ago, 2 years ago, when her show, you know, brought down the minds of all my children and one like that. Katie Cook, yeah, might be a fan of the Ace and everything, but Katie is the top reason we lost the two soaps. I mean, yeah, she saved the new hospital, but we lost the AMC and One Life to Live, and I do blame her at the end of the day.
Well, you know what? The
I blame Brian
Fawn. Thank you. The fans saved GH. That's who saved GH. We're keeping Katie on, which is why Katie's like, oh, I'm such a huge, you know, GH fan. We're her lead-in. So if she doesn't have a strong lead-in, then what happens to her? Because her show is already, like, you know.
Okay, I understand that. But maybe, they sort of went about in a different way. They did not have to kill off two soaps to bring her in. They could have shifted a couple of soaps around. They did not have to kill two soaps. You know, her story could have been, you know.
Well, they killed two soaps to put the chew in the revolution on.
Well,
true.
Right.
But people knew that Katie's soap was in the works. You know, long. You know, I mean, I'm happy because, you know, Katie is not even on here. You know, he's on NBC here. But the thing is, I just feel like, you know, they could have handled it better with her, and yeah.
The only thing I can say about the GA special that's coming on Channel 7 is this: if it's any indication of what they did with the People Magazine special, I don't want any parts of it.
Oh, wait! There was a backlash against People Magazine. Wait a minute. Did you see it, Carly? It was on Twitter. But it was also in the latest issue of People Magazine. Like, you know how people write in and it's on the front. So many people were disgusted. And I use that word disgusted because it appeared in the magazine. They were disgusted that it was like a school child put that together.
Well, you know, the thing is, for me, when the straw that broke the camel's back for that magazine with me was saying that Lucky was Jake's father, I threw the magazine across the room right there. You don't have the facts straight. That magazine was almost like what everyone already knew. It wasn't anything new. They left out Alan and Monica. They left out Oh no, the way they told.
No, they lied. It was Lila and Edward.
Right.
Helena, Miko Cassadine.
Yeah, they left out Edward and Lila.
Let's not forget that they left out the controversy about Luke and Laura. Then they left out the controversy about killing Jake. There was so much they left out that it was just disgusting to read. If you're going to write about this whole thing, you got to write about everything.
And Emily's breast cancer. That was a huge story, the breast cancer. I mean.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, they did a whole spread on the AIDS storyline, but you know what? The breast cancer storyline was really good. The best cast brought in the organ donation thingy. So
when they killed Jake, they put it, I mean, people were so outraged, it got to the New York Post. That's how outraged people were.
Yeah,
you know, you know when it's bad when the morning news reports it.
Thank you. And you didn't mention anything.
It was just slap in the face.
That's why I can't understand why, you know, Ron and them just didn't bring Jake back. I just didn't understand that.
It wasn't worth $12.95 at all. Sorry.
I want my money back. I wish the supermarket would take my money back. Like, I actually asked him, I said, do you guys take magazines back after, they were like, no. I was like,
I don't think that the special is going to be that good. I mean, if it's any indication of how they did that magazine, I just don't think it's going to be worth me watching 2 hours, wasting 2 hours of my time.
Well,
you can't talk about this.
They're saying they're going to talk to Ron, Frank, Wendy Rich, Michelle Van Gene, like the important writers during the important times at General Hospital, and they're going to cover from what they're saying on the promo. They're going to cover, the history.
I want to, because I guess Soap Opera Digest is supposed to do a tribute, and I'm thinking, okay, you better do an amazing one, or you are going to get the wrath of me on you, because after People Magazine won, you know, I'm outraged. I'm mad. That magazine, you know, get a crappy. It was like, okay, a tribute, but it was like, it felt like they just stuck a couple of pages together. It wasn't really, you know, and put Jason and Liz and Jason and the slut on the same page, I feel with Billy. I'm like, why in the fuck are you doing that? Why?
And they didn't even mention that. And I think that's an important part of the whole thing. And two, you know, it's going to be hard, but they have to talk about the fact that they almost got cancer. I mean, you mentioned 09, 10, and 11.
Hi, Carrie. You guys, Carrie is here.
Hey.
Hey, Carrie. Carrie, don't go out and buy the People Magazine, because they are still, people are still disgusted with it, and it's bad, 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 bad.
I don't know. I guess I've come to realize they're never going to make anybody happy anyway. Actually, I'm more concerned about what I see on my TV than what they put in the magazine, so whatever.
True that.
Well, as soon as I found out how much it cost, I knew I wasn't going to buy it anyway.
I just was really shocked. I mean, personally, like, once you have a special collector's issue from People, you know this is a huge deal when that happens. But it was like, okay, all of a sudden, everything popped up. It's like, okay, of course they're going to talk about Luke and Laura. They have to. That was one of the major couples of General Hospital.
But there has been many, many other couples, too, that they met.
Yeah,
but
not
more
to the, I mean, look at how many people tuned into Luke and Laura. Let's face it. I mean, I love Jason and Liz, but historically, Luke and Laura is a big piece of that show.
Mm-hmm.
And they also saved the show from cancellation at the time because General Hospital was on the verge of getting canceled. And then all of a sudden, Luke and Laura came along, and the show was number one in the ratings.
I mean, they're the number one to this day. They still hold the record for the most watched television, television wedding of all time. I mean, they were on Newsweek.
Love them or hate them, it is what it is. I mean,
yeah, and you have to give them their due. You have to give them their due. And
exactly.
Can we talk about Nation? Can we talk about Becky Nation? How do you not have that as a part of the People's Magazine Special, GA Special? You have to talk about that. If you're going to talk about that,
in what context though? Because they wouldn't do that because then they'd have to admit that they fired her. They want to get as far away from that clusterfuck as they humanly can.
I mean, need for this special to bring it. You know what I'm saying? Like, really talk about, not just like the, oh, yeah, these two couples, they were in love and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I want them to talk real. Like, yeah, we know we screwed up a couple of years. We know. We know that, you know, people were getting sick and tired of certain characters. We knew that they, you know, the fans know the history of the show better than some of the writers, which is true. You know, I want them to talk about, like, you know, the realness behind Luke and Laura. It wasn't all lollipops and fairies. It was dark. He raped her.
Mm-hmm.
There was spousal abuse. There was spousal abuse with Audrey. Elizabeth was raped. How that story changed the way a lot of people, like young ladies who've been raped, felt. You know, like seeing a character who's been through something like that deal with it. You know,
drug abuse, alcoholism. Thank you.
In their heyday, they were always so good at the cancer, the AIDS, the social issues. In their heyday, they were tops at it. They should be focusing on that. They were ahead of the curve.
Right. You know, for years they were saying, we're saying about the stupid. Oh, I mean, maybe, you know, if they, I always thought because there was rumors that they were going to give Edward Alzheimer's disease. And they should have done that.
They should have done that, but they missed their mark. They missed their mark on a lot of things. So it's like, you know, hopefully in the next, if they get another 2 years, another 3 years, hopefully they can, you know, go back to that. Because
speaking of that,
can we get
an announcement that they're officially renewed? How about, like, on the first? Come on, ABC.
I know, right?
Up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't really do that.
Yeah, because some people are already questioning, like, wait a minute, why is all these people, all the fan favorites coming back? Like, what's the deal? You know, and it's not just because of the 50th anniversary. I'm sure in the actors' hearts, they really wanted to come back and, you know, be like, hey, you know, we're here. You know, thank you to such and such for bringing us back. But at the same time, it makes you question.
See,
like,
I think a lot of them are coming back because the old regime is out and they actually feel... I know
comfortable.
People don't think this, but they actually feel like they're appreciated and the work environment is better.
Yeah. They know that maybe now.
If Jeannie was under the old regime, do you think her ass would be back there? No, ma'am.
No.
Jackie Zeman win.
No, Jackie Zeman. Tyler Christopher,
Rachel,
probably.
Rachel.
Right. Because they were so disrespectful as far as Anna Lee, and Jackie Zeman, they were just completely disrespectful. Rachel,
Ingo,
completely
Tyler,
disrespectful.
Becky,
Jack, Ingo,
Stewart,
Vanessa,
going down the line.
Let's throw some other names out.
What's her name? Natalia.
The thing is,
she kind of came back. She kind of came back, but I can see why she re-left again.
Yeah, look what they gave her. It was crap.
She didn't even know about the storyline. She didn't know how her character was going to connect in Port Charles until she got the script that day saying that she was Emily's twin.
So stupid. It's like why do we care about an Emily twin? Who gives a crap?
First of all, you screwed your history with that one, because there ain't no way Paige would have done that. Give one child up and keep... No.
The whole thing was just embarrassing. And then, you know, having Ethan getting hard from a fucking pain. It was just too much. It was just, you have to talk about that. I mean, they had some low lights.
The show was completely and utter, 2 years ago, a year ago even, it was unwatchable.
People left. People were fed up. People were, you know, ready to kill it.
Well, they wanted to kill it. It's clear to me they wanted to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now they know they have to. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I just think, you know, coming before, whenever, you know, because it's always around April 1st, they always say, what will be renewed or that, and usually the day we find out, or something, you know, like, General Hospital was renewed on that day last year, and I think this year, I think, you know, maybe they will finally go into talking about a multi-year deal, because with Frankamon at the helm.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think what's going to happen with GH is they're going to have like a Days of Our Lives thing. Every year, they're going to be fighting for their lives, and every year we're going to have to bite our nails to see what
they're
going to
say. Yep.
Yeah.
Because if they had their druthers, the show would have been gone already.
Right. Mm-hmm. But because it's going well right now, they're like, they need it. Because they don't, everything that they put on, it's a bomb.
It's
they, what the fuck? Right. What the fuck do they know about quality programming? They had quality programming. They trashed it.
And it's funny because apparently Queen Latifah over there at CBS said a pretty much similar thing that Brian Franz basically said. Remember when Brian Franz basically told the fans, you'll get trained to like reality? And apparently she said something similar. I'm like, oh, that doesn't surprise me.
Who? Angela?
Jill Barenfeld.
Oh, yeah.
I said, I'm
going to
say
vice president for CBS.
And
Jill, you know what?
Keep in mind that this is the same woman that fired Becky Herbst. And Becky Herbst is the same actress that everybody wants to go over the Young and the Restless.
Oh,
I don't think,
get me started.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I don't,
you know,
think
sister,
so.
You know, sister, where that sends me. Because
let's not forget about Jill is that just take a look at all the shows that she has been on. And like I said, I hope to God this doesn't happen to Young and the Restless, because that would be the ultimate.
It won't, only because they have 4.5. The only reason it won't is because they got a stranglehold on the viewers. Other than that, if it was anything on the board, if it was on the friggin' brink,
right,
you know.
Everybody
well,
knows,
like,
that she's
you
she
know, and I'm mad, right now, because they recasted Kyle, and I feel like you came in, you fucking came in, you
that
are a dumb shit for this.
That wasn't Jill who fired him, though. He left on his own, apparently, quote unquote.
You know what? Jill makes the decisions. You know what? I'm sorry, I blame her for Kyle being.
Well, I don't
sorry.
Know about Kyle, but what I do know is she handpicked another one from her personal Rolodex to replace Marcy Ryland.
Yeah.
True.
I don't, like I said, I can't speak to Kyle, but I know for a fact she's got another one of her Hollywood whatever going over there.
Exactly. So, you know, I'm sorry. Kyle was doing such a good job.
What'd you say,
Candace?
Jill
Fahrenfels is a fucking snake, and she should have been out of the soul business a long time ago. She's the reason why soaps were engaged in the first place.
Sing it.
But, Jill's been on Santa Barbara, which is what? Canceled. And Brian Franz was a part of that as well. Then she went over to Gaslight. The biggest thing she did on Gaslight to this day, everybody will say what it was kill Marie Bauer. Because that was the end of Gaslight heyday.
Yep.
After they killed Marine off, the show went slowly down the hill. And me being a Gaslight fan, I will say that for the record. You can put it in the book. Jill fell.
Hold on.
What?
I gotta say, wasn't she on Another World?
Yep.
Then it was her decision to kill Frankie.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
I'll rest my
case.
Good call.
I'll rest
my case. She went on One Life to Live, too. She went over on One Life to Live, too.
Well, no, wait, Candace, not just people. Women. And we want to send Becky Hurst over there under her.
Wait a minute. Was she responsible for the, what was that storyline with, she with Marcy? I want to say the Killer Club.
The Killer Book, yeah, that serial killer murder book thing.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. The Music Box Killer, some on One Life to Live, some shit.
Yep.
It was something like that, but yet she was responsible for that because that's when Nathan, I forgot his last name, but he always gets in trouble now. He was on there and he got fired.
Nathan
Fillion?
Because
of her, because she didn't like him.
Who, Nathan Fillion?
No. The one, the one that originally played Al before his soul became Michael's.
Oh, okay, I know who you're talking about.
Yes,
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And like I said, this is the same group that when Brian Farns says that Marcy was too fat, she was not attractive, and all that. No, I'm sorry. Jill Fehrenfeld should have been gone a long damn time ago. She's the problem.
Did anybody tell Brian Farns? Did anybody tell Brian Farns he ain't that good looking? Because I'll be happy to say it.
For real.
Brian Farns, if you're listening, you look good.
And Jill Farrah Phelps can take a stroll by a mirror, too, if she freaking has the time.
But wait a minute. In all honesty, you and me talked about this, is the one thing that Jill did kind of okay was, and I'll give her props for this. This is the only you can put this in the book, that Jill came to Nick at Night with a primetime soap. However, it was good. It was good for them, okay? But now it just seemed like that was her little test.
That's her stepping stone to get the most.
Candace, what night times up was she brought to Nick and I?
Hollywood Heights.
And now she's using that as a breeding ground for Young and the Restless.
Uh huh. Okay.
And we don't know if this is season 2 yet. I mean, I love the show. I loved it because of Brittany Underwood. And Gracie McCooch, who needs to be on General Hospital. Good Lord, I miss that name. But I just thought that was like a training camp. Like an acting camp.
You know,
I
feel like we are still, I just feel like they are going to be more XZH people going over to Rhino. I just feel that. I feel like there's going to be coming an announcement. I just feel that.
I feel the opposite. I think somebody from Young and the Restless is going over to General Hospital. Another one.
Who do you feel?
Man, I just feel like somebody. I'm not saying that I know anything. I just have that hunch. You know what I'm saying? Because we're coming up to, Summer Sweeps? And then
we got May, because Ron was just talking about it after the 50th.
Right, May.
He's gearing up for May Sweeps.
The February Sweeps wasn't, February Sweeps, so that weight wasn't, amazing. I'm just hoping May Sweeps is better.
February Sweeps with Steve Burton for Young and the Restless.
I'm talking about.
With General Hospital was what? Jeannie Francis. It was the soap swap. It was the soap swap sweeps.
Yeah.
Say that three times fast. Yes. What do you think about it?
They haven't had good sweeps since, the Black and White Bowl and MetroCorp, and even all the shows don't seem... Maybe I have too high expectations.
No, I agree with you.
It's been very ho-hum, and when they had the opportunity to knock it out the park, they didn't. They just...
I don't know if it's a money reason. I don't know. I think it all comes down to money, probably. They just don't do it anymore like they used to because it's a different landscape. Because it's not that I don't find it boring. I'm not saying the show is boring. I'm just used to, like I said, the MetroCorp, the Black and White Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Me too.
And
right.
That's like maybe it's unfair of me to hold it to that standard because don't
but
forget
you know,
that was the entire month of February.
Yep. And I imagine
they pretty much kind of wore all those out because it's like how many times can a group of people be in the same room together and there be some shit
that is
after?
True.
Oh, come on, then. You can find a way. But I think with the black and white ball and the mental coat, not much of it, you know, cost so much money to do. And I think that I know the reason why they haven't done it in a while because it does cost a lot of money.
I mean, that black and white ball had some of the best acting, Emily Elizabeth Nicholas. I mean, it was out of this world.
It was out of this world. It was. The Netflix was great. It was
great.
But so
was the mental coat. The mental coat had me, you know, I taped it and, you know, I didn't want to wait till the next day. So I went for like a whole month and I recorded the whole thing and I watched it. In like a 36-hour period, and this one in the bathroom, and that's all I did. I wanted to just watch the whole thing, and it had me, you know, that I didn't want to fast for an entire minute of the Metro Code.
I think 2007, when all that happened, that's officially the year that GH really started to die because it was like they started to kill everybody that you loved and wanted to see. Or
it started when Alan was the downfall, and then it was, and they fired Nicholas, and they fired
And then they, you know, broke up the best couple, one of the really good couples that they never really gave us, and so I mean, 2008, but the downfall was the start of 2007.
It was. And then, you know, they struggled in 2008.
I think the downfall.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say for social issues, it stopped around 2000. The downfall really begun in 2002 when they had Luke and Laura divorced. Because nobody thought that was ever going to happen. That's when the Fab Four started, Carly, Courtney, Jason, and Sonny.
Okay, leave Courtney out of it, but what was so wrong with the Fab Three? I never saw anything wrong
they
with it.
They put every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, not saying
anything.
I never complained about it, so I never saw it as a really big problem.
The show suffered because of the imbalance. But let me ask you a question as far as Luke and Laura. Now, was that because Jeannie was leaving?
Jeannie was still on for a while. She was still on. But that was also it was the year she left. She left towards the end of the year because that's when she suffered her mental.
Yeah, so they started to break down that couple for that reason because one of them was leaving. But where I agree with you is put aside how much we like a character. They focus too much on the same three characters. And I love those characters, don't get me wrong. But when you have such an unbalance, you pay the price eventually for it.
And Carly, I know everybody remembers the fallout. Everybody remembers that because everybody was complaining. They are on almost 4 days a week. It had just.
I never complained. I never saw it as like the biggest problem, though.
And then you stop seeing the Quartermains. You stop seeing them. No, there wasn't a person that didn't notice the change and said, you know what? I think we're on the wrong course. It's not even General Hospital anymore. I don't know anybody who didn't say that. You didn't see Bobby anymore. You didn't see the Spencers anymore. You didn't see
Elizabeth. You
saw nothing. You cannot tell me. Yes. It was a disaster. And 2002 and then 2007, It was over.
But I think with the look, the demise of Look and Laura, it's sold in a way that no couple is safe. That's to
right.
me why it's sold. To me, it's so like, okay,
my biggest problem with the Luke and Laura thing was only a couple of years ago when Luke was basically called Laura a ball and chain. Now, put aside whether you like how Luke and Laura began the rape the whole bit, but they built the love story for 30 years, and then for 2 years ago, to him to sit to Ethan and act like Laura was a ball and chain when he adored Laura, and then to hear him speak about her in those terms to Ethan was offensive to me.
Thank you, and I've never been a Luke and Laura fan, never been there. But it's like you're dishonoring the history there.
Exactly.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell the truth. He loves her.
That was an angel.
That's right.
To me, I just thought, you know, they could work out their differences. You know, there was still, you know, they could have worked it out. You know, and I always thought, wait a moment, you two are being stupid right now, and you guys could work out your problems.
You know, I was okay for them to split up because, hey, you know what? That's life. Perfect couple that everybody think is perfect split up.
But like
Carrie said, the only thing that I hated. Like Carrie said, is that when Luke started trashing Laura, then I just thought that was too much.
Yeah, because that's not how, because you know damn well that's not how he viewed Laura as a ball and chain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But
there was
told
also
us the 30 years that we've been watching didn't exist.
Well, the writers wrote him like that, and it was terrible.
That's exactly my point.
I didn't like that either because he never thought of Laura like that. He worshipped the ground she walked on. That's how Luke thought of Laura.
It was the scene where Laura was talking to, I forgot who she was talking to, but she stated that Luke always brought nothing but trouble for her. Every time she turned around, there was trouble with Luke Spencer. I think that was the same year, but as the divorce, but she was talking to Stefan because that's when they were hooking up. And she said that, and I just remember thinking, because keep in mind, I wasn't born when that whole rape thing happened. Obviously, I knew about it because, you know, of the history. But I always viewed it as, like, okay, they were a venture couple. Like, Luke brought out a different side of Laura. Laura brought out a different side of Luke, and this is what they were.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Darn.
And then to me, to have her go from Luke to Stefan Cassadine didn't make sense either. Because he had his own set of baggage.
Right. And to me, you know, the best scene was when Stefan was pretty much reading Laura's ass, telling her that she didn't know how to look, because keep in mind that Laura is the reason she abandoned Nicholas to be with Luke. So it was like,
did she abandon him, or was she forced to? Because don't forget, it's the Cassadines.
I never understood the Laura and Stefan thing, because I'm like, you are going for a guy that basically stole you away from, you know, Luke and your kids and everything.
Go YouTube, no, General Hospital Twist of Fate. Explain it all. Twist of Fate on YouTube.
So was she forced to leave Nicholas? Because I can't remember. Was she forced to? I always got the impression she had no choice.
She had no choice.
Oh, she had no choice.
No. I think it was a matter of that she could leave, but she had to leave the baby behind.
Well, that's what I always
And keep it a secret.
But
yeah.
You know what?
She didn't want to be there anymore. She didn't want to be under their thumb anymore.
Well, who would?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I would make that decision as a mother. I'm just trying to put it into context that with the Cassadines, I found it hard to believe that they'd let her take that bit. Look at Helena. She's nuts. I think I'd found a way to take the baby with me, but of course it wasn't written that way, whatever.
Well, and I think it was probably in her mind to go back, but then I don't know what they explained
away.
Well,
and of course, and at the time when she left, of course, this is all revisionist history. They wrote that in after. because that wasn't the way it was written at the time.
Right.
Well, she was just trying to get back to...
to Luke.
Well, yeah, you're right, though. She was trying to get back to Luke. She didn't even have the other kids yet. So I think what hurt Nicholas was that she chose another man, a man over her son. But I think they worked it all out. And I think what it was is that she probably intended to go back, but then she just couldn't because then her and Luke went out on the run.
Uh-huh.
It's all revisionist history, obviously. Whenever they bring up something from someone's past that we didn't see on screen.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was very interesting at the time, all the tension between Nicholas and his brother.
And Lucky, yeah.
And Luke. Yeah.
Lou and all of them, and the shootout when Nicholas got shot in the throat.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And Lucky says, I have Cassadine blood on me. That was like when Lucky said that to Luke, because Luke said, whose blood do you have? And Lucky said, I have Cassadine blood on me. And Luke said, that's my boy. I'm like, I still remember that line.
It took a long time for Lucky to warm up to his brother. And you know what? He even remember because he helped save Nicholas's life, and he even kind of regret. Well, I don't know if he regretted it, but he felt kind of like he was being a bit of a traitor to his family. And I think Luke even told him, "No, you did the right thing."
Yeah, because these kids were put in this vendetta, and they had nothing to do with it.
Oh yeah, and they became good brothers. Until somebody decided to write a story where Nick sleeps with Liz, and then that kind of
they had
the worst story ever told.
Somebody must have remembered, like, when Lucky had quote-unquote died, and they were trying to have Nick, and played by Colton Scott, flirt with Elizabeth, and that didn't work out.
He was being all possessive, remember, because he got mad at her for going with Jason at the Christmas party. That was Nicholas being all possessive of her.
We should be hosting this general hospital 2-hour special. Like, we're the fans. We know what happened.
Special 2-hour general hospital special on Blog Talk Radio.
Radio.
You know what? I do miss the opening when the hospital used to go by low. I don't know why, but I always liked it.
When what?
What?
You know when, the opening when the hospital used to, you know.
In the ambulance?
With the siren.
Yeah, sorry. I loved it. I mean, I like the opening now, but.
Well, maybe we'll get to see a little bit of that. Maybe they'll show some of the old openings.
I was thinking the same thing, Carly. I was thinking that, too.
I think
this
I like
kind
that.
Of a, I mean, I like the openings now, don't get me wrong, but I just, something about that opening way back, it was like, okay, it's on, you know. Yeah, you know,
I miss the music. I miss that General Hospital
Yeah,
song.
Exactly. Maybe we'll bring him back. But I mean, I think they are doing a great job of their flashbacks.
Oh
you
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's it's nice that they are doing it the way they are doing it because I'm enjoying seeing. I mean, because. Some you probably never see because you miss the day or whatever. So it's kind of nice when they go back because, like, when they go back fall, you can say, oh, I don't remember this, and it's nice. So I just think it's, you know, getting to be really, really good. And
well, if I want to see some flashbacks of Bobby going after Scotty and Scotty going after, you know, just to show how young they were and how it's so, it is really complicated. There's so many things that.
Yeah.
So much history.
So much history.
And, you know, Ian, it's nice how they are, you know, writing all of it. It's, It's good. I mean, it's good.
You forget who's intertwined with whom at this point because it's been so long.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I knew Tyler was coming back, but I didn't know what day. So when I saw him today, I'm like, oh, he's back. Okay, this is good. This is nice.
If he didn't know about Lulu, what the hell did he come back for? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Oh, he says in the preview, I just came back to see Lulu. Maybe he knew about the party or maybe,
well, maybe he found out about the baby.
I don't know, but I guess we'll find out on Monday.
Did they ever say who sent the nurses ball money? Because they went, okay.
Not yet.
I bet it was Jax.
It's exciting, and, you know, I'm like, can't wait till Monday. I mean, I don't know if I can say that about B&B waiting till Monday, but...
Oh, I can. I can't wait to see Katie ream somebody out.
Oh, well, too. What tweet were you talking about? Because...
Jacqueline McInnes tweeted that she had a very intense day of taping. So someone had responded to her and said, yeah... I forgot what the person said, but then she in turn responded, it can get really intense when you're crying all day.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, I don't know what would have her, you know, crying all day other than my mind going to worst case scenario.
Well,
if that happens, you think you're going to rant? Hey, wait until you see mine.
I will have a rant because if they do that, I'm going to kill some people because when Kathy told me that, that's where my mind went. I'm like, okay, why would you be crying all day? And then my mind,
yeah,
like,
I don't know what else would she, I mean, other than what her and Liam breaking up, yeah, she'll cry, but I mean, intense and crying, that scares me.
Scares me.
Do we know how far they are ahead in taping?
Yeah, they are about 2.5 weeks or 3 weeks.
All right, well, so she tweeted that yesterday, so then, all right.
So that should be coming on in April.
Now, yeah, I know for April 1st, Hopeless and Liam somehow end up being babysitting Will together, and they take a trip down memory lane, which that in and of itself, I'm going to scream.
Oh,
and
I don't
want to
see that.
Them. But that can't be what she's talking about, because that would already be taped, because that's only next week.
Oh,
and then there's some sort
them.
Of accident, because in the spoilers it says Brooke defends Bill or covers for Bill with the accident. So I don't know if there's some sort of accident. I don't know who's involved or what, but...
I wonder if Bill did something to her.
She goes, long day of sad filming, intense stuff.
And then she responded to someone and said, it's really intense when you're crying. I think I sent it to somebody on Facebook. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, we have 90 seconds. Elisa, what happened?
My phone, I had to take another call. I'm sorry, guys. The conversation was good. I'm sorry.
No, we were talking about, you watched Bold and Beautiful, right?
Yeah, I've been, do we have to talk about that?
Oh, of course we do. It's not every day you see a 50-year-old whore in her underwear in front of her brother-in-law.
Man, that wrinkly-ass bitch, I don't want to talk about her anymore. I'm sick of her.
No. We were talking about Steffi.
A 50-year-old whore in her underwear telling his wife how to treat her husband.
Yeah.
No. Oh, man. That show makes my ass hurt. I'm sorry. Forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? Oh, man.
Yes, she basically told Katie she needs to put out for her husband to please her man in so many words.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, don't tell Katie needs to do that.
I want to send some people, because I think that, like, that's real. Women, you need to know how to treat your man.
Well, but you know what? That might be true, but she's got no business telling her that she needs to be, she's the last person that needs to be lecturing Katie about her husband.
That's an uncomfortable conversation. That's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. That's like your mother telling you how to give a blowjob. No.
Oh, Alicia, you know that's real uncomfortable.
All I know is how to take out, go get, all I know is how to get
a blowjob.
That's all my mother ever taught me.
Okay, that was the line of the night.
You
get the line of the night award.
My mother teaches me to go get a mammogram and come back with a dishwasher. I know nothing about no blowjob.
But you know,
hey, one step at a time, it's progress.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's an achievement.
Well, not only that, there were only 3 episodes this week anyway.
Yeah, I mean, Bubba's with B&B, 3 episodes would,
take 15 minutes.
Go and watch Madness.
You know, I mean, B&B doesn't take me that long. It's called, like, sometimes I get mad. You know, I get mad, and I'm like, okay. I fast food some. I do. I'm not going to lie. I get mad. I just get mad with it, and I love my fast food.
I'm going to tell you who, I'm going to tell you who the next couple on that show is going to be. It's going to take some time, but Rick and Maya are the next couple. They, I took me 25 seconds to buy into them.
Yep.
That's a company. I need Caroline to get hit by a car.
A boss.
Sorry for those.
No, a boss.
Caroline.
A train.
Sorry for those who like Caroline, but I really don't like her new attitude. I wanted it to happen, but it's like.
I hate her.
She is so vain and so rude and so ignorant. She needs to be knocked down a peg. She needs to get run over by a bus, let alone a car.
But then again, I thought about something about her attitude. Brain injury. Yeah. She fell. She hit her head. Brain injury. It works. It's going on right now with Scandal. I'm just saying. Brain injury. Or split personality disorder, which would be a first for Bone and Beautiful to do. I'm just saying. See, thinking out the box. I'm thinking out the box. Going to Beautiful Writers, thinking out the box.
Oh,
not in the box.
No, Caroline needs to get in a box, a pine box. She needs to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
if I could tolerate
to
that,
the
it's just that's
all
life. What?
I forgot one of my announcements, by the way. I'm bad. I am bad, but April 5th, we will be having a very special guest. All I can say right now is from Zeno Hospital, and it's going to be really, really good, so you guys are going to want to tune in.
Okay.
I think I know who it is.
You might. I know. Kathy knows, but, you know.
Was she on today? Well, first of all, it is a she.
Yes, it's a she, and yes, she was on today.
Piss.
Hey, yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, if everything goes as scheduled and she's not called back for any more scenes or anything, she should be on here for about 45 minutes to an hour on the 5th. So, and she's ready to take everyone's calls and, you know, just don't ask her stupid questions like vampire storylines. Sorry. I just have to put that out there just because I can. But this is the only week that Ryan All and B&B will be preempted. Do you think, why can't this? I'm just...
It's yeah, Monday's back on. Happy 40th Young and Restless. Love you.
Oh, Candace, you did hear my announcement because you came in late, but that's okay, you're excused. Cupcake Rolls this weekend is having a 40th
anniversary. I know. I watched the show.
I'm not talking anymore. I am trying to be useful.
Okay,
and
wait a minute, hold on. We're going to replay.
Wait, let's see how long that lasts.
Okay, we're going to flip it. We're going to redo the scene. I'm going to pretend I didn't know, and you tell me, and I'll give you my reaction. Okay.
I'm not talking.
Three, two, one. Okay, what about Cupcake Wars? What's going on with Cupcake Wars?
Cupcake Wars are doing a whole thing on Ryan off of their 40th, and from the picture I looked at, Michael, you know, Chris LeBlanc, and Michelle Stafford, are probably going to be the two judges. That's what I'm guessing, because there was a picture with them.
What? I didn't know about that. I got to watch it. Yes, two of my favorite things.
Yarn
wrestlers and cupcakes.
Yes. You know, I'm sorry. Whenever I watch Cupcake World, and I will admit, I do watch it just for the hell of it. Every time I watch it, I want a cupcake.
Don't forget about the General Hospital menu. Have you guys seen it on Twitter?
Kylie, what is Cupcake Wars?
Thank you, Kylie, for taking me seriously.
What is it?
Cupcake Wars is on the Food Network, and they have people who make cupcakes, and they vote
with each other.
They vote who has the best cupcake, and then after, because they usually have a celebrity thing that they have to do for Cupcake Wars, and then whoever wins get to design the whole celebrity thing, and it's, they have a theme, and it's really good watching. I love Lucy Cupcake Wars, and it was very interesting, and then I won 5,000 cupcakes after it, but
All right, when is it? Come on, what night is it? It's on Sunday night. It repeats. Cupcake Wars just repeats.
So, so
much of the silly will get diabetes just looking at it.
Or do like I do. If I can't watch it because, you know, Sunday night, you got Walking Dead, you got Once Upon a Time, you got Army Wives and all these great shows. I usually YouTube it. Or on FoodNetwork.com.
Yeah, but
Monday.
But they do repeat it. They sometimes repeat on a Saturday. You know, just, you know, but
yes, you might put it on CBS.com.
Mhm. But it's, you know, it's a very good show. I mean, I know some people are not into cooking shows. I'm aware of that. But I watch it because I know I can never do it, and
is
I can
Christian,
never cook like this.
LeBlanc,
so
is Christian LeBlanc going to be on Sunday?
Yes,
yep.
And Michelle Stafford, I think.
I love Christian LeBlanc. I might watch it.
I really took you seriously. When we were doing that, I felt your emotion. I felt it.
I think I'm going to watch.
I'm sorry.
Kelly, I'm going
to
watch.
Oh, you know what? Okay, I'm going to book a holiday with Candace right now, people. This is what everyone on the show knows. The Candace booked my heart this week. This is everyone on the...
I did not break your heart. I broke
yes,
my heart.
Yes, you did.
I broke my heart. Don't break my heart.
Okay, wait. Are we talking about the same thing?
Kelly, what station?
All right, well, I'll talk to you all later. I'm going to go, so I'll talk to you all later.
Bye, Carrie.
Right. Bye, Carrie.
Bye,
Carrie.
Carrie, don't go.
She's gone.
Kelly, what time is it on? It's not on here. Oh, there it is. I can watch it. I don't have anything at 8 Sunday night.
Cool. Candace, you broke my heart in a million pieces.
I broke my heart, and I'm still breaking my heart. I'm a heartbreaker towards myself.
Is there any way you can break my heart?
I mean, let's put it to you this way. I was kind of surprised when I got a bill in the mail, and I found out that, the only way I can do this is that, and please, everybody on Blog Talk Radio, do not, tweet me or anything, but I might have to start dancing.
Pole dancing? Tell me, don't get on the pole, Candace, please. Don't get on the pole.
I'll get on the swing set. And you sound just like... Right, seriously, right there when you said about the pole, you sound just like my godmother because she said the same thing. And I was like, I'll just get on a swing set. I said, I will do a swing set. I will do a gymnastic bar. Not saying I'm flexible, in case people are listening.
For the right price, I will get my fat ass on the pole. I don't give a damn.
You know?
I need money.
The economy is very tight right now. The economy is very tight.
Ken, how bad was it?
Let's say there's a comma in it. So Candace is going to be really doing some. I'm not choking either. That's the sad part. I'm really considering it. Because Wednesday nights down the local bar is amateur night.
Hey.
$500. That's $500. Even if you don't win, you still get $500. So the way I look at it is, if I keep going every single, let's say, by at least July, I should be out of it. $500. Yep, put the weave in. Yep, $500. Yep.
I don't give a damn. I will work the late night shift. Everybody's drunk. They don't give a damn how you look.
We all know I don't go to sleep until 5 o'clock in the morning anyway. So I mean, this is perfect. Yeah. All I gotta do is put on my suit and tie, put some JT on. Please. Put some White Snake on, throw it back to Bon Jovi. I will do.
Oh. Oh my God. Okay.
I'll even do. She works hard for her money. Did so hard for it, honey. I will seriously do that too.
Well.
I would be the best thing to have you for Bone and Beautiful, too. I would actually audition for Bone and Beautiful. There you go. A pole dancer on Bone and Beautiful. Boom.
Go for it.
I would do it.
Plus.
Oh.
Y'all should know my personality. You think I wouldn't do this? Let's think about this. The economy is very tough right now. Can we all agree on that? The economy is very tough right now. You know?
Yeah.
And bills are piling up.
Yep.
Is there any way you could be like, they will forget about this bill and not come after you?
Well, what about being a dominatrix? I mean, I'd beat the shit out of somebody for $50. I mean, hey. You know, if the price is right, I kick your ass. There's no problem. You know? Anybody know somebody that need an ass kicking? Because I'm the one. $50.
Long talk cut Candace off. Damn it, Sid. Bad long talk. Elva, are you going to Becky's event?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, I will see you there because Lazon and I just got tickets for that, and I have to get my tickets for Brandon and Bradford, not a surprise, I know, Lowe's event, and I'm going to the main cast event and the old cast event. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, well, I'm trying not to go, if it were up to me, I would probably go to every event, but I'm going to be good and, you know, go to those events and... did you ever get a room?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alba.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cool, yeah. We did, too. Well, just because the rooms, you know, I mean, if you didn't call the first day or second day, you were kind of screwed because there's a big waiting list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it the first day it opened up.
And Alisa, why don't you come? That would be really cool.
I wish I could, but I'm broke as a joke. I need to do that dominatrix thing for real. I really do. I need to beat the shit out of somebody if I'm going to go.
Can I help? Ask Kathy. We'll tell you. No, I've been looking and beyond the sit down with someone for the last couple of weeks. Why, Kathy?
She's violent.
Yeah, I'm violent. You don't really want to fuck with me, you know. People should know that, but people never
violent.
Got the memo. People
hey.
Never got the memo. So, at least if you need a sidekick, I will do it. I will be more than happy to. And don't worry about the bail money because basically my parents have had my bail money since I was like 15, just in case. So really, we would get bailed out. So what, you know, whatever, you know, we need.
That's right.
Oh, and I forgot to announce, I'm very bad. The Red Room is probably, is he having one tomorrow night, Kathy?
Don't know yet.
Okay, well.
Probably.
If he has one, then, you know, go to the Red Room, people. Go Red. Go, yeah, you know. Go win the help out of the actress Kelly Monaco is. Yeah. I just wanted to put that out there. You know, because originally my show was going to be called 57 Soap Characters That You Would Like to Kill. But someone told me that it's probably not a good show title. So I did.
That would be
do.
Me.
I know.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, people, Kathy talks me out of all my really, really great, crazy ideas. She's like, you cannot do that. That would be bad. I'm like, but I want to do it. Oh, and by the way, we were talking about Jill Phillips earlier. I think she almost brought Days of Our Life down, too, at one point. By the way.
Oh. Well.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go. I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Sam.
Bye-bye. Callie, I'm
bye,
going.
Bye, Sam.
Callie, I'm going to go, too.
Why aren't you going?
Because I'm going to go to bed.
No, you're not.
Yeah. I stayed up last night. I can't.
You're not going to bed. I forbid it.
Well, Carly, my battery is going to run low. I got to go myself.
Okay, well, bye. Maybe we should just end it here, you guys. But come back next week. Alec, are you coming back or are you working?
I work next week.
Okay,
oh,
well,
dang.
Go sneak in the bathroom closet or something and call in. I'm serious. Okay, night, you guys.
Night.
Bye.
Callie,
bye.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye. Good night.